AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. No trip to Jordan for the top GOP presidential candidate.
Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is denying an Associated Press report that he plans to visit the Kingdom of Jordan at the end of the month. After the AP released its report, Trump tweeted, "Despite my great respect for King Abdullah II, I will not be visiting Jordan at this time." This is in response to the false AP report. Trump told the AP last week that he plans to visit Israel this month. A U.S. official speaking on condition of anonymity told the AP the U.S. government was making preparations for Trump to also visit Jordan at the request of the Trump campaign. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Campaigning tonight in Salem, New Hampshire, Democratic presidential frontrunner Hillary Clinton said Trump has sunk to a new low with his proposed ban on all Muslims entering the country.
His latest insult is his call to stop all Muslims from entering the United States. This is both a shameless and a dangerous idea.
The House has passed legislation that requires people who have been in Iraq or Syria the past 5 years to get a visa before trying to enter the U.S. In the meantime, Indiana Governor Mike Pence says his objection to Syrian refugees coming to his state is not about the family that arrived in Indiana or Catholic charities that brought them there.
Pence had asked Indianapolis Archbishop Joseph Tobin to not resettle the family in Indiana amid concerns about the screening of refugees from Syria. The governor told WRTV,
"I consider Archbishop Tobin to be both a friend and a mentor of many years, but I respectfully disagree with the decision by Catholic Charities."
The Archbishop says he considered Pence's request, but decided to help the family settle in Indiana because such assistance is an essential part of the Catholic Church's identity. I'm Steve Coleman.
This is AP Radio News. A 9-year-old Georgia girl is helping thousands of poor children overseas receive Christmas presents this year.
With the help of her parents, Jordan McNeil set out on a mission to collect thousands of donations. And she did through social media.
We have 5,161 shoebox gifts.
Each box filled with toys and toiletries to be shipped to boys and girls in need in more than 100 countries.
It's been really hard, but it's really fun.
The packages are part of Samaritan's Purse Operation Christmas Child, which sends gift boxes every year during the holidays to children overseas who have very little. Joshua Plogle, The Associated Press.
An 8-year-old girl whose father and 3 siblings died in an arson fire 2 years ago in Schenectady, New York, has a simple holiday wish. She wants enough holiday cards to cover her Christmas tree. Sapphire Terry was burned over 75% of her body. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.